We are now, I'll entertain Barry a motion to go into executive session regarding potential litigation. Do we have any personnel issues? Litigation? I'll entertain a motion.
So moved.
Second.
Been moved and seconded, all in favor, aye?
Aye.
Aye.
Before we go off the record, we have everybody at the, around the panel podium here. We also have Mark Boschel from Plipco and Dave Dodds that'll be attending the executive session with us. We're now in executive. Okay, Camille, tell us when we're back on. Okay, we're back in regular session after a recess. We did take care of an executive that's on the agenda during the recess time. So we are down to, we took care of TUID board appointments. Let's go through these business licenses. Pretty Penny Farmstead. What is that? Discussion?
That is in Cambridge. That she wants to sell eggs and produce that she grows, and she wants to set up on the River Lane on that little
I've heard that.
Yeah. In north of Dick on that little
whatever it is, yeah.
Right there. So that's what she wants to do. And then 6K Concrete is Quinn Fulmer. And he is, I think he just got his contractor's license, and he's going to, wants to do a contract business, concrete business here.
He does have a license.
That's what I've been told.
Do we have a license number? I mean, how do we verify that?
Who is it?
Quinn Fulmer.
Oh, Cade's oldest boy. Well, yeah, we do probably, Commissioner, we do need a license number.
Yeah, I just think.
Okay, I think he talked to, he's got a federal employer ID number, but I'm not sure that's what it is. So
probably
we'll,
similar as one of these others we're going to talk about.
I talked to Cade about it, but I'll have, we'll.
Just need a number.
For practice, I think we can pass it contingent upon the number, correct?
Yeah.
We've done that in the past.
Okay. And then the third one is NX Level Landscaping.
Next, have discussion on that one.
So, you ready? He actually called me, and I think he's called all of you. And he stated to me that they're a landscaping company. He recognized the fact that they need, that Utah reciprocates with the licensing, but you have to fill out a form and pay a fee to become licensed in the state of Utah. So he told me that, and I don't think we should approve, just like we talked about with the concrete one, I don't think we should approve a license without a state requirement on the license.
Well, maybe we would. Maybe we hold the 6K concrete as well and put on the agenda next time.
That being said, probably until we have
a contingency
on these two,
right.
Based on what Commissioner Tebbs.
So I'd say we deny. It's a, you know, he stated that to me on the phone. I don't know if he did with you guys, that he recognized that, you know, he has the business in, I think, Nevada. Utah reciprocates, he just has to fill out the application and the fee. I told him, we'll just fill out the application and the fee, get your license, bring it back, slam dunk, no issue.
All right.
So, as long as he meets all the requirements and he is, you know, follows all the rules and respectful and, you know.
So what would your motion be?
I'll tell you what, let's
table.
Do.
Okay.
Let's just single out Pretty Penny Farmstead. I can see too much discussion. So the other two we're not going to approve today, period. I'll entertain a motion on Pretty Penny Farmstead.
I'll make a motion that we approve Pretty Penny Farmstead application for a business license.
I'll second.
It's been moved and seconded. All in favor, aye.
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 We've went through executive on the on the agenda, agency reports and accounts payable. So with that, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
Move that we adjourn.
Second.
Adjourn. Jim Erdley, bless his heart.
That's a long day.
That's a long day, y'all.